Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board today as once again we face the issues. We look forward to this dialogue and discussion each and every day. I pray that you do. I've had some super, super good reports of those that have listened and those that are participating in the process and the calls each day. And so I pray that you're listening each day. And as you do, I pray that it will be a blessing, encouragement, and a challenge to search for the truth and discover the truth as we face the issues. That's what we do. It is based on the truth book, the Word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. May I say to you that right after the brief monologue, the phone lines are open. We invite your telephone call. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. We're talking about today sounding the alarm. Several alarms need to be sounded. One of the major ones is that the experimental death jab called COVID vaccination, the alarm is being sounded in multiple places around the globe, including here in America, saying we need to stop, stop, stop. What do we not understand about the word stop? What do we not understand about the fact that the COVID experimental jabs killing people by the thousands and yay millions around the world? We're watching it taking place. I believe it's time that we sound the alarm. And I'm thankful for those physicians, medical associations, and scientists that are willing to grow a spine and sound the alarm. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that is frightening, but yet is real. Doctors who push the mask and lockdowns don't even exist. As Americans and citizens across the world, we were bombarded with messages promoting lockdowns, mask mandates, social distancing, the COVID pandemic, the COVID jabs. And it turns out some of these doctors endorsing those control measures did not even exist, but they were a part of a network of fake Twitter accounts, according to a stunning report. Further in the document, it says, the two fake doctors whose accounts urged extreme caution about COVID-19 were part of a network of at least four fake accounts that touted their ties to the LGBTQ plus community, vocally advocating for mask wearing, social distancing, dished out criticism for those that felt they were not taking the pandemic seriously enough, according to the research. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a frightening article that we had those that were being touted by the socialist, Marxist, communist media as being physicians that are warning us that COVID's going to kill you, warning the world, the nation, that you need to take the COVID jab, warning the nation that we need to stay locked down, we need to wear masks, or we're going to all die, only to find out that they were fake, phony bots on Twitter that were making those alarming statements. It caused many people today to either be debilitated for the rest of their lives or multitudes of their family members that have died because of taking the COVID jab. Yes, we are sounding the alarm, and I believe we need more people that will sound the alarm. We'll talk about the alarm needing to be sounded about COVID, the COVID experimental jab. We're going to talk about the alarm being sounded and the need to sound the alarm about Joe Biden and what I believe is on the horizon to remove Joe Biden from office. Yes, I believe in the next few months, at the latest, we're going to see Joe Biden removed from office will send appointed person that will be the president of the United States of America. If that doesn't sound frightening, then what about the purpose behind the electric vehicles? Geofencing to make sure that you drive only a certain distance, go to only certain places, or your engine, i.e. the power for your batteries, will be shut down by the federal government. Yes, the alarms need to be sounded because we're in desperate straits in a nation today. We're in a condition today that America's never been in before. So when we face the issues, I challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, to join in the dialogue and discussion. Ask your questions. Join in with the dialogue in relationship to the discussion at hand. And let's encourage people to recognize that God is still on the throne, that God is still sovereign. God's not asleep. God's not abandoned his duty, if you will, and his power to control what is taking place in this old world. May I say to you that the scripture says in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach, a shame, a dishonor to any people, the scripture says. Ladies and gentlemen, in Ezekiel 33, God called Ezekiel to be the watchman on the wall, to sound the blow the trumpet, to sound the alarm, and to warn of danger coming. Now, I don't claim to be Ezekiel, but I'm doing that very same thing today. And I pray that you'll have the backbone, the spine, to do the same thing. With friends, relatives, neighbors, and acquaintances, warn them that the experimental COVID jab is a death jab. Warn them that what we see taking place out of the Biden cabal, the Biden family cabal, and the Biden administration is deadly for the constitutional republic that we call the United States of America. As we face the issues, we do so looking through the prism of a central biblicist worldview. That is, what does the Bible say? How should we respond to what we see with Joe Biden and the secret documents, classified documents? As Christians, should we be aware? Should we be alarmed? Should we be concerned? As conservatives, as patriots, should we understand what is happening and seek the truth? I believe that's necessary. I believe as we go to the scripture, we find it to be the truth book. In John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further in John 17:17, the Bible says, "Thy word is truth," speaking of the word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word. And ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 117:2, it says, "The word of the Lord, the truth of the Lord, endures forever." And may I say to you, we need an indelible truth that we can depend upon, and that's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. However, we must quickly remind us, we must be reminded of the fact that we live in a society today that the dystopian novel called 1984, written by the secularist George Orwell, made this statement: "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that to be indelibly true, if I can use that spin on terms. It is a fact today that if you stand on the truth, you're lied about, you're dissed, you're discouraged, you're challenged, you're threatened, etc., etc. And that has been taking place now under the Biden administration on a proliferating, escalating basis. That's the reason they set up the disinformation board, the misinformation authority through the Department of Homeland Security. And supposedly it was dismantled, but the process, ladies and gentlemen, is still taking place. Where if the federal government considers what you say or what I say as misinformation or disinformation, if they have a way to squelch it by shutting off your Instagram, shutting off your Twitter, shutting off any other social media platform that you're on, that's exactly what they're doing today. It's still taking place. There's a modicum of change in Twitter, and I understand that, and I'm thankful for it. How long will that last? I don't know. But ladies and gentlemen, we're in a society today where truth is dissed. It is rejected. The sad thing is, and I've covered this several times, the sad thing is that we have found today that some 55% of the millennials, that's 18 to 35-year-old age groups, some 55% of that age group say this, and I'm quoting, each person determines their own version of truth. 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group. Ladies and gentlemen, what are we going to do when those of us that are approaching 100 are no longer in this world and the nation is occupied and run by those in that age group? It goes back to what the Bible talks about in the book of Judges, that in the days of the judges, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. We could put it on the basis that every person is doing that which they perceive to be truth in their own eyes. This is the reason I go back to the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint and his statement about truth. He says, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is to be true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in many Christian churches, end quote. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said this, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's precisely what we need to do. And we're living in the day, approaching it more and more every day, that there will be the further total adamant hatred toward the one that speaks the truth, whether it be theological truth, doctrinal truth, biblical truth, political truth, social, economic truth, whatever we say, if it's truth, there'll be someone out there that will come up with a term that will try to some way undermine what we're saying is truth. We need to recognize truth, depend on truth, and stand for truth. We find that so needed today in our society. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The Tools for Time knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. There's a powerful benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. Wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, just drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview and see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you once again that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. Had someone recently say they wanted to call in but didn't hear the telephone number. And I try to, as often as possible, remind you of that. So if you're listening, jot that down in your memory banks. Put it down on a little slip of paper, put it on your desk, or tape it to the dash in your car so that as you're driving, you hear the broadcast, you can pick up the telephone, you can dial 904-831-0917 and join the dialogue and discussion. It's always our joy, delight to be able to share with you and allow you to share with us, giving your points of view. Ladies and gentlemen, after the killing of millions, finally, and I'm thankful for that, finally we have a few brave scientists, doctors, medical professionals that are sounding the alarm about the COVID jabs and how deadly they are. We've witnessed the federal government, ladies and gentlemen, force the lockdowns. We've witnessed the federal government forcing the mask mandates. And by the way, I'll perhaps, if I have time, touch on that again. But ladies and gentlemen, do you realize the Biden administration is now pushing the CDC and the FDA to reinstitute the mask mandates? Did you know that? That's not covered by the social Marxist media, the communist media outlet for the Biden administration. But that's exactly what they're doing. But I'm glad to see what's happening in the state of Florida. I'm looking at an article. Headline says, DeSantis to push for permanent ban on Florida mandates for masks and vaccines. Dateline, Tallahassee. And a wide-ranging attack on efforts to combat COVID-19, Governor Ron DeSantis called Tuesday for the Republican-controlled legislature to make permanent Florida's prohibitions on mask mandates at schools, vaccine requirements for local governments and businesses. The measures were enacted during a special session DeSantis called in late 2021. The mandate bans approved by the Florida lawmakers are set to expire in June, but DeSantis wants to keep them on the books and raise the specter that efforts to reinstate them could emerge from places like California, which actually lifted the statewide requirements almost a year ago. This article further states, DeSantis continues to say mandates clash with freedom. Hear me. Our governor, Governor Ron DeSantis, says that mandates clash with freedom. I'm glad to hear that. I've said for 2.5+ years now that the mandate to lock your business down clashes with our Bill of Rights. For any government to be able to say you must shut your churches down, it clashes with our religious liberties. Here's a governor that's got a spine, a backbone enough to make the statement. Further, he says, DeSantis and others invited speakers cast doubts on the effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines and masking, condemning what the speakers said were continuing efforts in other states to restrict life and to reinstate masks or require university students or staff to get booster shots. The deadline facing Florida on COVID-19 mandate bans will bring the issue into the legislature when it convenes in March. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a 5-page article worth your reading. It's a wonderful read. And the thing that I'm so excited about is seeing Governor DeSantis that's willing to take a stand, grow back. I understand he could be postulating for a candidacy for president. I don't know. My desire is, my prayer is, my hope is that Ron DeSantis will remain our governor for the balance of the term that he's been elected for, and then make a decision if he wants to run as a 2028 candidate for president. I believe he'd have a better shot at it. Would not pit him in a position of being pitted against Donald Trump that I believe would bristle up and mop the floor with him. But nevertheless, that's just my thoughts. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says Americans slowly waking up. Half believe that COVID-19 vaccines are to blame for all of the unexplained deaths. This is dated January the 11th. It has been said that a lie can travel around the world and back again while the truth is lacing up its boots, end quote. It's sad to say that this is true in many cases. The article goes on to say, one must have their eyes and their ears closed not to see the things that are really happening in our world today. A new Rasmussen poll of Americans showed that the tide appears to be turning in public opinion regarding the cause of the increased sudden deaths, with nearly half of Americans now stating that they believe that COVID-19 vaccines are responsible for these deaths, and more than 25% say they believe that they know someone who has died from the shots. I'd like to hear from you today. You have a friend, relative, acquaintance, coworker, someone that you know, someone that you live beside, or someone that you're familiar with that's died after taking the COVID shot? Love to hear from you. Do you think it's as a result of the COVID death experimental jab, or do you think it's just some happenstance, coincidence, to find that across America we have strong, healthy young people, young ladies and young men, that's 16, 17, 18, 20, 25 years old, that's dropping dead because of heart attacks? Do you believe there's some? Does that raise the question in your mind that there's something wrong? We need to be sounding the alarm, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be warning our friends and neighbors and relatives, if you've not taken the death jab, don't take it. If you lose your job, wonderful, at least you're saving your life. That ought to be the mantra, the mandate coming from every conservative Christian, every patriot, everyone that's concerned about where we're going. This article states, nearly half of the Americans stating they believe COVID-19 vaccines are responsible, and 25% believe they know someone that's died. The latest Rasmussen report National telephone and online survey finds 49% of American adults believe it's likely that the side effects of the COVID-19 vaccines have caused most of the unexplained deaths. Ladies and gentlemen, we're warning. We're sounding the alarm. We're warning the listener. Listen up. Stand up. Speak up. Grow a spine. Grow a backbone. And understand that we're living in perilous times, and that we need not be in a position that we need to be forced to submit to any government mandate. And I believe that Joe Biden has that under his sleeve in preparation. He's refused to lift the national health emergency mandate. He just reinstituted it just a few days ago. In fact, I believe it was less than 2 weeks ago that he reinstated that, reinstituted it, reaffirmed it. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a terrifying article. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on COVID vaccines. Savior or murderer? Question mark. Listen to this. 19,000, not 1,900, not 19,000% increase in senior deaths after the COVID shots. The Florida governor Ron DeSantis is being primed by the Republican Party to become the next Republican nominee to the office of the President of the United States. He's being advertised as anti-COVID injections in an effort to offer a clear choice, this writer says, for the next president. However, the article further states, data from the U.S. government vaccine adverse events reporting system, VAERS, shows that 19,000% increase in the death of seniors following the experimental COVID-19 jab compared to the average of seniors who died. Listen, compared to the average of seniors who died following all FDA-approved vaccines from the previous 10 years prior to COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, this research shows that there is a spike, if you want to call it a spike, an astronomical spike, a 19,000% increase of the deaths in seniors after taking the COVID-19 jab as compared to the last 10 years, all vaccines, all medical vaccines that were offered for different things, for the flu, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All compared, all total, COVID-19 jab is a 19,000% increase in the death rates. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's not enough to frighten your socks off, nothing would. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. Are you concerned about it? Are you? Do you think that there needs to be an alarm sounded, not just from my microphones, but from the social Marxist media? Do you believe that there needs to be a warning going forth from the governments across the nation, from governor's offices, just as with Ron DeSantis? I'm looking at an article that says, key scientist sounds the alarm. Withdraw all COVID-19 shots immediately. Hear me. Article dated January the 18th. A retired professor of evolutionary biology of Edinburgh University has analyzed the nation's yellow card adverse events reporting system for vaccines and found there are unequivocal signals and signs about reactions to the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines that affect the blood, the heart, and all female reproductive organs, end quote. Quote, there's been no question that the mRNA vaccine should be withdrawn and it should be done immediately, according to this researcher. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding the alarm bells being sounded around the globe. And I'm thankful that we have some that's got the backbone, the spine to do it. This article says there's already much evidence of the injurious impact of COVID-19 shots from younger athletes dying across the nation from unexplained cases of myocarditis, the sudden death syndrome that others are facing. He noted all three vaccines rely on novel technology. Listen to what is being said. All of the vaccines rely on novel technology that has never been used in human beings before. End quote. It is a sad drama that's being played out. Human beings are on the stage as the human guinea pigs that's being paralyzed, sterilized, and killed by a vaccine that's been pushed in America 180 million have taken the vaccine. I believe I have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question, the comment, please.
Thank you, brother. I mean, it's so sad to see what this black house is taking America to. I mean, when you see this person in the White House and this, administration imposing that mandate about the Chinese virus, but in the same law, you cannot sue the pharmaceuticals. What that tell you? That tell you everything. They know what's going on. They know people is going to die. But then what? They cannot sue him because he put it into the law that you cannot sue him. So who's going to be responsible for those, the brother, the sister, the mom and dad who passed away due to the vaccine? I mean, this is insane. The same thing with Obamacare. Everybody supposed mandate to participate in it, but they don't want to participate. They are excluded from it, the politicians. That tell you right there, you know what I mean? Everything they do is sad to say, brother. Is very wicked and very evil. And unfortunately, the media is on the same bed with the people that want the destruction of America. They just report whatever they want. They just manipulate the masses, and they control them. And let's be honest here, brother. I don't see too much difference between those regimes in Nicaragua, Venezuela, China, and Cuba. They do it at a lower pace. You know what I mean? Maybe 20 miles an hour. But in China, it's 90%, 100%. But here, in a subtle way, that's what they do. When you speak truth, they cancel you. They just do whatever they want to silence you. They just want one voice, and it's their wicked, twisted ideas, which is very un-American. That's why they hate the truth. They're trying to impose that minister of truth or whatever. Remember that? That was
big.
Yes. That's why they want to control. They want to tell the people what to do. They are anti-America. One of the beautiful things about this great nation is that you got freedom of expression and you can think whatever you think. And let's debate it. Let's debate it. Let's let the audience decide it. Oh, no. But this administration and the Democrats, that mindset is a long time gone. They look at you as an enemy. They call you names because they don't have the facts on their side. All they do is call you names like a little baby. And that tell you all. And it's sad to say, but let's hope that when the Republicans are in office, they do something meaningful. Because that's another thing, you know what I mean? They don't. All they do is just talk. But when they're in office, they don't do anything that the people want. So I wonder, well, we know the only hope is Jesus. But as Christians that we are still on this earth, it's sad to see what's going on. All we got to do nowadays is trying to push the politicians to do the right thing and pray a lot, pretty much. Because God is the only one that can save us from this nonsense. You know what I mean? There's no human being that can do better. You know what I mean? Because he has been demonstrated. That's my comment, brother. Thank you very much for your program, and I keep listening.
Jose, thank you so much. You're right on target, spot on to what you're saying. And the sad thing is that the federal government gave total immunity to the pharmaceuticals by fiat to the Joe Biden administration. And each state was pushed by the federal government to institute and to inaugurate immunity laws. Senate Bill 7014 was passed last year, signed, pushed by both House and Senate, ultimately signed by Governor DeSantis, that gives total immunity to every doctor, to every hospital, for every medical association. If they kill your sons, daughters, husbands or wives, moms or dads, they do so with total immunity, and that immunity law is in 29 states. I encourage every citizen listening to call your legislator and demand that they introduce legislation as soon as they go into the legislative session in March, that they introduce legislation that will repeal Senate Bill 7014 that will no longer allow the immunity in the state of Florida. I believe that's an act that ought to be done. It ought to be pushed. We ought to notify the governor. We ought to notify every legislator that that's what we're demanding, that we, the people, have the opportunity to sue the murderers and the hospitals, the doctors, the medical associations that takes the lives of our sons, our daughters, our family members, and they need not be covered with immunity. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Let's face the issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.